Hey Courtney, this is Doug here, and I just wanted to say I really enjoyed reading your blog this week. It gave me a lot to chew on, and I feel like I have a similar thought partner here. So just some thoughts I thought I'd share. I was really interested in what you were saying about being active learners will serve to keep students continually moving forward, both in their use of technology and in managing their own learning. That one sentence caused me to think about the connections between active learning and being lifelong learners. And how does one influence the other? I tend to think of lifelong learning as a mindset. And, it just got me, it provoked the thought, is active learning a mindset as well? Once we know that we learn when we are actively engaged. Does that just become our default mode for learning once we're aware of that? And I'm talking about the learner themselves. The 6-minute memoir was just remarkable, and we are on a similar wavelength here as I was thinking about extension and different applications as well. And I was like jotting down ideas really on the first page of your blog. And then I got to the second page, and you have that whole paragraph about how to extend it going forward. And I as soon as I read your Padlet, I was thinking about ways to do this with a faculty. And I can see this being done as an opening or an icebreaker activity for the beginning of the year, maybe, right? And tailor it maybe more for education, their 6-word professional memoir. And it'd be interesting to see how their memoirs align to either school mission or classroom practices and culture. And I was thinking the same thing for the teachers. It'd be interesting to revisit them and compile them over the years and almost as some kind of check-in to see how we're doing. I loved your idea about sharing these 6-word memoirs between schools and socializing it more. As a former CPS teacher and now as a consultant for CPS schools, I think this idea of sharing between schools is so important, especially with the district under siege from both the state and the Board of Ed. I think the 6-word memoir, combined with some kind of social media sharing, would be a real boost to school confidence and self-image, and for the communities that they sit in as well, and to kind of like that collect all of that and see what great things are happening throughout CPS, given some of the reputation there. And undeserved reputation, I would say too. So I was to wrap your dinosaur unit. I just love the description of that, and I want to do it myself. I'm about to start making much more use of Google Sites and Google Groups with one of my schools where they are barely using it. So just to wrap, I'm going to say I may need to pick your brain going forward, if you're willing to share some ideas with me about how I might be able to do that with the faculty and help them see it as a really useful tool, especially now that so much face time, PD time has been cut from the schedule. How can we use technology to keep the high level professional learning and professional growth happening throughout the year? So I might ring you up on that one. Anyway, great blog this week. I really enjoyed it. Thanks, Courtney.